You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, men up and down the age range, from older men to younger men, have seen the absolute collapse of the dating market, and they've decided to pull themselves out. From over here in America to over in China, which China Unvarnished keeps putting out absolute banger videos of men who are bucking the system, who are saying that they're no longer going to chase those absolutely despicable women over there and their absolutely unreasonable, unattainable standards. Yeah, more and more men have said, fuck it, I will go at it alone, or I will choose another option. However, as we know, there have been articles about women trying to say, oh, we're pulling ourselves out of the dating market too. As we all know, the vast majority of women do not have original thoughts. When MGTOW was in his heyday, you had a group of women try to call themselves WGTOW, women going their own way, which we all knew was nothing more than one big farce. Yeah. And you've had a slew of older women coming out talking about, oh my God, it's ageism, blah, blah, blah. Now, this article was published on the 11th of January. 16 reasons why women over 50 no longer want to date. Oh no, gentlemen, no. This is too fucking hilarious. However, I'm going to go over some of the reasons and give my interpretation. Dating can be exciting, nerve-wracking, and exhausting all at the same time. And for many women over 50, the appeal of putting themselves out there can start to fade. Let's look at some reasons why older women have decided to no longer date. Well, first and foremost, let's go ahead and clear the air on something. You older women, it's not that you no longer want to date. It's the simple fact that you cannot date. Mm-hmm. Especially the men that you want, that you believe that you can compete with the younger women to get. Now, gentlemen, Simp Harvey had to tell a woman this, and it is something that once you truly understand, you know why, in the end, as a man, you will win. And what did Simp Harvey tell this woman? Look, you, as in women, have a biological clock. We as men don't. We're gonna win. The look on that woman's face when she realized that reality, yeah. Young men, don't worry about dating the women in your age group. Hell, even in your own generation. If you still want to try to date, date younger women. Now, as we all know, undesirable women have to resort to shaming and guilting men into being with them. Let me say that one more again. undesirable women have to resort to shaming and guilting men into being with them. Now, let's just quickly go over the undesirable women. One, older women. Two, single mothers. Three, overweight women. Yeah. See, women that are truly undesirable, they know that they can't compete on the open market. So they have to use manipulation. They have to use shame. They have to use guilt. They have to make you feel like less of a man if you don't want to be with them. Oh, no, 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 gentlemen. Nope, nope, nope. Now, let's get into some of these reasons why women over 50 no longer want to date. Number one, prioritizing their own happiness. Yeah, right. No. No. We all know that women are selfish. This is nothing more than a cleaned up, you know, sentence to say, oh, women are just going to be selfish. Men, guess what? You can be selfish too, and you should be. Number two, tired of playing games. Oh, this is a good one. You know why they're tired of playing games? Because as they have aged out, the games that they used to play as young women no longer work. Mm-hmm. See, game playing is for young women. When older women have aged out, yeah. Ladies, you got to come with more. Number three, finding modern dating exhausting. Here's a question. Who the hell's trying to chase down a 50-year-old woman? Now, are there some men out there who will smash an exceptionally well put together 50-year-old woman? Yes. However, that man is never going to write a check against her. He's never going to put a ring on her finger. At most, a 50-year-old woman that's well put together can only be practice. Number four, no desire to settle. That is absolutely hilarious as well. Look, as an older woman, over 50, your only requirement should be man with a pulse, because that's all you're going to get. This idea of, oh, I'm not going to settle, even though I am a 50-year-old woman, you have extremely little options. Number five, enjoying financial independence. We all know that the vast majority of older women are broke. They are broke. They are in dire straits. But once again, this is meant to be a feel-good article. Number six, no longer interested in changing their routine. Yeah, right. No. Oh, I'm just going to go out with the girls and all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, we all know. Women understand women and they hate each other, but they do well to mask it. Number seven, less willing to deal with red flags. Really? Really? As we all know, an older woman that is still out here on the dating market, she herself is actually the red flag. Because you have to ask yourself one simple question. How many men has she left broken in her wake? How many men, gentlemen, has she left destroyed? You know most of these women over 50 have had a divorce, possibly two. Yeah. Number eight, satisfied with the social circles. That's a little bit self-explanatory. Number nine, focusing on their health. Gentlemen, that right there is a major, and I mean major reason why no man is going to take on an older woman. Women are expensive, especially older women. When they got to go to the doctor, You don't want that, gentlemen. You do not want to be paying medical insurance for a woman. Oh, no, 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 no. Number 10, avoiding emotional baggage. Wow. Wow. They'd make it seem like these women over 50 don't have any emotional baggage themselves. Yeah, right. Oh, no. You know how much trauma these women have been through that they probably have never gotten therapy for? And they expect you to accept them and their emotional baggage? Oh, no, 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 gentlemen. Number 11, valuing freedom and flexibility. Yeah, right. They say they want to value freedom, yet at the same time, they want a man to come in and actually take care of them. Yeah, right. Number 12, fewer romantic fantasies. Ah, yes, ladies. Prince Charming has never come for you. Or if he has, you probably already kicked him out of your life. Number 13, feeling burnt out by past relationships. Gentlemen, as you all know, women are infamous for bringing bricks from their past relationships into your relationship, which is a new relationship. Yeah. All the trauma, all the stuff that they've been through with their past men in their lives that they did not seek therapy for, that prevents them from actually forming a brand new relationship with you. Which is another reason why, gentlemen, you should avoid older women, especially older divorced women. Number 13, enjoying their own space. We all know that the vast majority of women have become cat ladies, and they say that they're enjoying themselves. However, they know that they're lonely as hell. Next, not wanting to take care of someone else. As we all know, gentlemen, women want to be taken care of. We know this. All these women out here are saying, oh, I'm strong and independent, but I still need a man to take care of me. That does not stop. Even these old women want a man that's above them to take care of them. And finally, the stigma of dating apps. Now, we all know all these dating apps out here, there are a lot of them that try their best to pair up older women, and it's just not going to work. Once again, what man in his right mind that has his shit together is going to choose a 50-year-old woman over all the other women that he has at his disposal? Yeah, gentlemen, Tom Likas and more men used to say this. Every day, there's a new crop of women turning 18. And yes, 18 is legal in all 50 states. Personally, I would start at 21 because they're able to legally consume alcohol. But beyond that, hey, whatever floats your boat, gentlemen. Yeah. These older women are doing their best to try to jerry-rig the society to get them to see them as valuable. Yeah, no, no. There was a TV show called, MILF Manor or something like that, where you had a bunch of old battle axes trying to get paired off with young men. Whatever happened to that show? I think they might have taken it off the air, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, we've seen an increased push to try to get older women to pair with younger men. And we all know that that is not a natural occurring thing. However, these women, along with society, do their best to try to shame older men from being with younger women, which is completely and totally natural. Gentlemen, have no shame. If you're an older man and you have yourself together and you got a couple of, you know, nice young tenderonis choosing up on you, hey, if you so desire, take them up on it. And if any old woman would say, ew, you're a pervert, you're a creep, you tell that old bag to take a flying leap. Because we all know that's the only thing that they have left, is to try to shame you into compliance. It's 2025, gentlemen. Nope. Let these old battle axes suffer. Let them suffer. They had their chance. They pissed it away. And guess what? It's not your responsibility to take on some old bag of bones. Nope. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you old women out there who still think that you quote unquote got it because of what CGA coined the miracles of modern science, you know, Botox, bolt-ons, you know, implants, deceptive clothing, i.e. yoga pants, sports bras, you need to understand something. The power that you thought you had, that you used to have, excuse me, when you were young, now that you've aged out, that power has definitely gone out. Feminism, which is also a young, well-to-do woman's game, that has gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, gentlemen, one of the funniest yet saddest things is an old, washed-up feminist who believes she still has power to affect change. No. See, those old bags just simply never got the memo. Once they aged out, feminism was done with them. Well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.